We greet our friends everywhere with Chapter 15 of This Is My Song, the story of Fanny Crosby. This is another in the series, Stories of Great Christians, and comes to you from the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago. As Fanny became more and more interested in missions and personal work, she found door after door opening to her. All of her growing contacts and experiences, rather than taking her away from her hymn writing, only provided richer background for the hymns she continued to write with such great productivity. Fanny was always available to the poor and outcasts, to the rich and famous, to all the men and women of her day who sought her out. And sometimes she received some surprising invitations.
That blind rider is outside waiting to see you, Colonel Hadley. Shall I send her in?
Why, is it 10 o'clock already?
Yes, sir.
Did we get the copy in on that warehouse fire last night?
Yes, sir. It's in this pile I just brought in.
That's good. Yes, Davy, send the lady in.
It's right this way, ma'am.
Thank you.
Well, Miss Crosby, so good of you to come. Please sit down. There you are. Would the gentleman with you like to come in, too?
That's kind of you, Colonel Hadley, but he's so fascinated by the workings of a great city newspaper that he'd like to look at the presses while we talk.
Well, we're glad to have him do so.
I have to have someone direct me, of course, when I come downtown. Frank is always so happy to accompany me, he says. And for once, I know he was eager to take me out. He finds the newspaper world intriguing.
And so do I. That's how a lawyer like me got into it in the first place. Just plain love of newsprint, I guess.
Well, you're an intriguing man yourself, Colonel. Such a famous lawyer. That would be enough for most men. But also editor of this paper. You have many talents.
As you do, Miss Crosby. I asked you to come to my office because I hope to capitalize a little on your talents.
Oh, I'm afraid you may be overestimating me.
No, not at all. Your hymns are famous. And you're becoming quite a public speaker as well. People are interested in folks like you, Miss Crosby. Oh, you have an obvious handicap in your blindness, if you'll forgive my saying so. And yet you accomplish far more than most folks who don't have any such difficulty would even begin to think of.
Oh, well, I have help.
Oh, sure, of course. Someone to do your writing for you, to accompany you to your meetings.
Oh, yes, those things, of course. But I was thinking of the help God gives me. You know, he's really the one who gives me the impetus to do the things I do.
Well, yes. You're an inspiration to a lot of folks, Miss Crosby, and I'd like you to write for my paper. People would read your work.
I don't know anything about newspaper work. I honestly don't see how I could undertake any such thing, Colonel, although I'm grateful you thought of me.
Oh, nonsense. What I have in mind would be easy for you. Just a piece, say, twice a month. Perhaps a poem. Comments on homey things that you run into. You meet a lot of interesting people. All that makes human interest. I'm sure it would be easy for you.
Well, I will think it over, Colonel. And talk to my husband about it. And spend some prayer over it.
All right. I'd like to hear from you by the end of the week.
Very well.
Miss Crosby, I want you to know that I'm in great sympathy with your views and what you write. My brother Sam is a great worker in the missions of New York. And I'm also interested in a work like this. I give as much of my time as I can to going down there with him. And I tell you, there's nothing like those missions for straightening out those down-and-outers. Yes, it's a great thing.
I appreciate your telling me this, Colonel. It does help me in thinking about your proposal. I'll contact you at the end of the week.
Very good. Here, let me show you to the door. And we'll see if we can locate that young fellow that was with you.
So pleasant in the garden, Fanny. I'll be sorry when summer is over and we can't have suppers out here anymore.
I know. Food always tastes 100 times better outside.
Hmm. Have you thought any more about Colonel Hadley's offer?
I don't know, Van. I wonder if I could really write 2 pieces a month for that paper. That's a lot of writing on a regular basis, and I'm so busy already with the mission work.
True. And the YMCA work, hymn writing, the letters you write.
Do you think it would be too much?
Well, that's something you have to decide, sweetheart. Although, personally, I think you'd fit it into your schedule as easily as all of the other things. And it'd be a great witness in such a big paper.
Well, I know that. And that's the thing that makes me think about it at all. So many people would read my articles who would never hear my hymns or go to a church or meeting.
Right.
You know, I have since found out that Colonel Hadley's brother is a fine Christian. He does a lot of mission work himself.
Well, I thought that name was familiar. I'm sure I've heard it in that connection. Although the colonel himself is so well known in New York that I thought I might be mistaken.
Apparently the colonel himself has not been converted. You know, it's funny. I know he drinks himself, but he asked me to write a poem for the paper urging men not to drink during business hours.
That's interesting.
Instead, I wrote a poem urging men not to drink during 24 hours. I wonder how he'll like it.
Well, Fanny, then are you you're going to take the job?
I think it's a door that the Lord has opened, Van. And if you think it's a good idea as well, I don't see how I can refuse.
I'm glad, Fanny.
And you know, I'm looking forward to getting to know this Colonel Hadley. I have hopes for him, Van. We must begin praying that he'll meet the Lord for himself.
Thank you, men. That was good singing. We hope to see you all at our evening service at 8 sharp tonight. And now, those of you that would care to may file downstairs for some refreshments. As always, Fanny, it was so good to have you with us this afternoon.
Thank you, Sam. You're still able to come for supper with Van and me.
It'll be a pleasure.
And your brother, the colonel.
I suppose his newspaper work has kept him especially busy these last few months. At any rate, I haven't seen much of him at all lately. When I called the house this morning to extend to him your kind invitation, he was already gone, and his housekeeper said he had plans for dinner and wouldn't be home.
Oh, that's too bad. I was hoping to visit with him. He's a remarkable person, and Van always enjoys him so much.
I know you pray for him, Fanny, and Henry admires you tremendously. You've been a wonderful influence on him already, and I want you to know that anything you do for him, I appreciate very much.
Sam, is something wrong?
Well, I think Henry has been drinking more lately. Perhaps that's why we haven't heard from him.
Oh, no.
He never believed in total abstinence, you know, Fanny. But lately it's gotten worse, and I think that's the real reason we haven't seen too much of him. I don't think he's anxious to face you or the men here at the mission.
Van and I will both double our prayer efforts on his behalf, Sam. And if there's anything else we can do at any time, please let us know.
Thank you, Fanny.
I'm convinced if that man becomes converted with all his energy harnessed into spreading the gospel, why, he'd be a tremendous influence for good.
I know it.
Well, here we stand on the platform talking when we could have all the supper hour to visit. I must get home, and I'll expect to see you about 6.
6 it is, Fanny, and I'll be looking forward to it.
Fanny, aren't you coming to bed?
Yes, dear.
You've had such a long day. The mission all afternoon, then Sam for dinner. You must be so tired.
Not really, but I'm coming right along.
Who can that be?
I'll get it, Van.
Hello, Fanny. Hope you're not retiring.
Colonel Hadley, come in.
Thank you.
Well, Colonel Hadley.
I know it's a terrible time to call, but I just had to.
Oh, don't apologize. It's been so long since we've seen you. It's a delight, no matter what the hour. How are you?
I'm fine, fine. And I have something to tell you. I've found the Lord.
Oh, thank God. Oh, Colonel, we're so happy for you.
That's wonderful news, Colonel. Really good news.
As a matter of fact, I've been a Christian now for several weeks.
Several weeks? Why did you wait so long to tell us?
Wanted to make sure it's real. Oh, I know Sam has been worried about me and all that, but I wanted to give myself a little time.
You must tell him. He'll be so thrilled.
I owe a lot to him, and a lot to you, Fanny. How can I ever thank you for all those talks we had?
Thank me? Oh, what could be a more wonderful way than coming here like you did tonight? And the best is yet to come.
True to Fanny's prediction, Colonel Hadley did become a great power for God. During the 17 years of his Christian life that were to follow, he founded over 60 missions, and his life became an inspiration to many. His friendship with Fanny grew deeper over the years, and he never tired of using her hymns in his mission work, or of telling of the great debt he felt he owed to Fanny. And so we conclude Chapter 15 of This Is My Song, the story of Fanny Crosby. This is another in the series, Stories of Great Christians, and comes to you from the radio studios of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago.